Hi, this is Jonah Treeboiser. Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary. Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's motto of service above self. And today, my very special guest is Eva Corridor, professor of French and German and an outstanding Rotarian. Eva, welcome to Radio Rotary.
Oh, thank you very much. I like to be here.
Well, I just want to mention that my co-host, the lovely Sarah O'Connell, is sunning herself on the beaches of Puerto Rico. But in compensation, I do have the pleasure of having a delightful Rotarian, Eva Corridor, who's with us. And Eva's going to tell us a little bit about her experiences in Rotary and a new book she has out. And Eva, first tell us, you're a professor of French and German. Are you associated with any particular college?
Well, I was at first with Columbia University, where I got my degrees, and I taught there for 5 years. And then I went also to the West Coast, and I taught at Mills and at the University of Washington and Reed College, maybe you know.
So you have a wide variety
and
of experience.
Yeah, but I have to tell you that I was 17 years at the U.S. Naval Academy.
Oh, teaching the midshipmen the various languages?
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
And, they sent me to England for a year as an exchange professor.
You know, in my travels around the world, visiting friends and relatives or going to various Rotary conventions to cover them for Radio Rotary, one thing that's patently obvious is that language education overseas, it's much more advanced than it is here in the United States. Practically everyone overseas is bilingual in their native tongue and English.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of trouble with getting people to be bilingual in the United States. Why do you think that is?
Well, European countries are much smaller, and when they travel, they're immediately in a different linguistic environment, whereas Americans feel that, you know, English, that's fine. They get along with it. But I think Spanish is coming. And it's going to be the second American language very soon. Yeah.
Well, if Sarah was here, she would tell you that I'm bilingual. I speak English and Brooklynese.
Oh, good for you.
But our guest is Eva Corridor, an outstanding Rotarian. Tell us, Eva, what first got you involved in Rotary?
Well, I was actually in England as an exchange professor there, too. And they invited me. I was at the Britannia Royal Naval College and the only female instructor. And so they invited me to the yacht club and the Rotary Club and to everything. And that was my first contact. And when I returned to the Naval Academy, I told them about my experiences. And the director of research, who knows that I like to do research and all this, he invited me to the Rotary Club of Annapolis, and he had to invite me to many meetings before these gentlemen accepted a lady. I was the first Rotarian in a female Rotarian in Annapolis.
Well, you know, Rotary pretty much was an all-male preserve till the mid-1980s, and it was a tough adjustment for some Rotarians, but we're delighted to have Rotarians now, because the great secret of any Rotary Club is your most active and energetic members are the ladies.
Oh, thank you very much.
I have to say that because our producer, Betty Renner, is sitting here, and if I don't, she hits me with a 2x4.
But she's right.
So, Eva, you got involved in Rotary when you were overseas in Great Britain, and you kept up your involvement when you came back here to the United States?
I have been a Rotarian for 21 years, full-time, always. I mean, perfect attendance.
Oh, very good.
Every week. I travel, but I always make up, and especially in France and in Germany. I've been to Brazil because I interviewed a professor there. So I have traveled, but I've always kept it up.
It's one of the great friends of being one of the great fun things about being a Rotarian is that every place you go, you have a warm welcome. I've been all over the United States. I've been to Britain, Scotland, Canada, and always been able to do makeup meetings and meet fellow Rotarians. Now, I understand, Eva Corridor, that you're a member of the New York City Club, correct?
Yes, I am right now, yes.
And for Rotarians who might be listening and want to do a makeup meeting, when do you meet and where?
Well, we meet now on Mondays at 12:15 at the Harvard Club.
Ooh, the Harvard Club.
Yes, yes.
Very fancy.
We love it. And it's easy access. It's Midtown. It's 35 West 44th Street. And so we get guests, many international guests also.
And when my co-host Sarah comes back, if I don't ask you this question, she'll be very cross with me. How's the food?
Oh, the food is quite good. Yes, I have no complaints.
Now, being someone who's traveled extensively around the world, you have very special interest in Rotary. involving our international programs such as youth exchange, group study exchange, friendship exchange, etc. Let's start talking about these a little bit. What has been your involvement with youth exchange? And explain to our listening audience what exactly our youth exchange program is all about.
Well, you see, as a professor, I very often organize summer exchanges for my students. And so when I got into Rotary, it was natural for me to go into at least a short-term youth exchange, which is the summer exchange. And I started to organize that with France and Germany and Spain, and it worked out very well. And I organized about 10 of those.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, in New York, it is more difficult in Manhattan because people don't have large homes with extra room.
To host the exchange, too.
Yes. And so I had to slow down and do something else.
Well, our youth exchange program is just wonderful. We welcome students from overseas into American homes, and they attend our American high schools. And get to learn a little bit about the United States and about the American people. And when they go back home, they spread the word about America. And when they grow up, they have fond recollections of their stay in America. And it helps the Rotary idea of world peace through understanding.
Because
when you break bread with someone, it's very hard to be angry with them.
Yes.
And at the same time, we send American students overseas. For example, my club in Red Hook, we now have a young man who is in Italy. Mm-hmm. And having a grand time and learning about the Italian culture and the way of life and picking up the Italian language. And we send students around the world to learn about other cultures. And it's all part of Rotary's peace initiative. Mm-hmm. Now, also we have something for older people, not that
yes.
old, but certainly young adults called Group Study Exchange.
Group Study Exchange.
Tell us about that.
Yes, that's maybe the program that I've been the most involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe have made a little, you know, a difference.
All right.
I first was a host. I had a large home in Annapolis, and when I started, and I hosted women from Turkey and from Lausanne. And I was a host first, but when they found out, I haven't told you yet, but I was born in Hungary. And
well, I knew we have something in common, Eva, because all four of my grandparents were Hungarian.
Oh, wow.
Right? And my mother always yelled at me, Holgash.
Holgash.
Right? Which means, shut up, right? I knew we'd get some bilingualism in this broadcast. So,
yeah.
Group Study Exchange, we have young professionals
yes.
under the age of 40, I believe.
Yes, until 35.
Right, 35, 40. And
yes.
We send groups over to various countries,
yes.
and they send groups over to us.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us what they do when they get here.
Well, when they get here, we organize programs. And I also was with Englewood for a while after I left Annapolis.
Right.
I came to Englewood, and I had one group which I particularly liked very much. They came from Peru. And we organized all kinds of programs for them and the families. Naturally, they were in families, not in hotels. And, for instance, we went up to the top of the George Washington Bridge, which was quite an experience.
Mm-hmm.
I was in high heels, and looking down there was really scary. And the man made fun of me. But I also took them to West Point, and we have this program, Gift of Life, so
right.
I took them to Montefiore to
mm-hmm.
visit one of our Gift of Life children. We went to museums, and I invited them to my place. I have a place on the Hudson.
Right.
And so they liked it, and I cooked for them. I always cook for my students.
Well, now you're a professor of German and French.
Mostly
and you're Hungarian.
Oh,
what
yes.
kind of cooking are we talking about?
Well, I usually try to cook French.
Oh, all right. Not Hungarian.
Yes,
not using paprika.
Yes. Oh, always.
Right, which, by the way, everyone calls it paprika. It's paprika, right?
Paprika.
Paprika. That's the
paprika.
Proper
yes.
pronunciation.
I'm just coming back from Hungary, so.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Well, Eva Korter, you're telling us a little bit about Group Study Exchange, and you took these folks on various tourist attractions and see the sites. But also, when we have group study people come over, we try and get them involved with people in their own professions
yes.
here in America so they can compare notes.
Yes.
For example, I'm an attorney and a judge when I'm not being a radio star. And we had a group study group come in from India, and we did have an attorney who came over and wanted to see an American court in action.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a radio disc jockey come in, and from the people in Taiwan. And they came to one of our sister stations and watched the operation there. Hmm. So what are these? Some of the people that you had, what are their professions?
Well, we had pharmacists, and I remember a pharmacist from Bavaria, and she wanted to be a pharmacist at a, not privately, but at a hospital. So I organized actually the vocational, we call those the vocational contacts for her. And she spent time with someone who does that. And we also had someone who was interested in water projects. So we set them up for water projects. We have had teachers, attorneys, all kinds of, in the various groups that I've been with. And I want to tell you a little bit later about the one that I organized to go abroad.
Well, that's something we'll talk about right after our commercial break. Okay. But let me remind our listeners that they're in tune with Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treibwasser. My co-host Sarah Connell is on vacation, but our very special guest is Eva Corridor, professor of French and German and an outstanding Rotarian from the Rotary Club of New York. And Radio Rotary is brought to us this week by Rotary International, Hudson Valley's Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Cairo, Chester, Chestnut Ridge, Congers Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston Sunrise. And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Whether it's helping to eliminate a dreaded disease, volunteering at a food bank, or equipping a school library, Rotary is people who know that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. My name is Jonah Treibwasser, and you're in tune with Hudson Valley Talk Radio. And my very special guest is Eva Corridor, a professor of French and German and an outstanding Rotarian from the Rotary Club of New York. And we've been discussing some of Rotary International's programs from the around the world international scene. And one of them is Group Study Exchange, where young professionals come to America and learn about how their individual professions are held, are dealt with here in the United States, and how we send young professionals overseas for the same reason. And Eva Corridor, welcome back to our second part of Radio Rotary, and tell us a little bit more about Group Study Exchange.
Yes, it was exciting for me because soon after the downfall of the Soviet regime, I was down in Annapolis, and I was already working on the GSE, and they wanted to organize a trip to Eastern Europe. And because of my languages, I speak Hungarian and German, they put together a visit to District 1910, which combines four countries, but we only went to three, and they picked me as a team leader. And so that was an extremely inspiring program for all of us, because we were the, and also for them, they welcomed us. You know, America is coming to them, and at that time, Nescafe and blue jeans were still not that widespread over
there. So you and your team were ambassadors of goodwill for our country.
Yes,
that's what GSE is all about.
We tried to be, yes.
Right. And, you know, one of the things about Group Study Exchange and about student exchange is that years later you hear from people. We, in our Rotary Club in Red Hook, had an exchange student from Japan. And one day at our breakfast, about 10 years after she had been a high school student at Red Hook High School, In she walks with her fiancé, who, by the way, did not speak a word of English. They were in New York City on their honeymoon, seeing the sights of Manhattan, and she said to him, "We're going upstate by train. I want you to meet some of my friends." Mm-hmm. And she brought him up to the breakfast meeting. We were delighted to see her. And I know that you've got some photographs in the studio, which I'll describe for our listening audience. One's of a beautiful young bride and some children, yes, ranging from infants up to young people about 7-8 years old. Tell us all about the contacts you've maintained with your people in youth exchange and group study exchange.
Just this year, I was invited to the wedding of one of my former exchange students.
That's great.
Who had gone to France, and she's an outstanding student and professional today. Mm-hmm. It was very good for her. So this is her brother also.
Very handsome young man. I'm just describing it for our radio audience.
He went to Barcelona.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in touch with the family. They treat me as if I were part of the family.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
I get invited to everything. And the other thing, I organized a youth exchange mm-hmm. with a young lady from Paris.
Right.
And she has now a baby, and I'm getting photographs from
her. So you're
sort of
the unofficial Rotary grandmother.
Yes, somehow. Yes. That's
one of the most rewarding things about Rotary.
And one more thing is, I'm just coming back from Europe and from Paris mm-hmm. also. And there was my host from Austria. When we went to Austria, Hungary, and Slovenia, they flew over to Paris to have dinner with me, which I thought was very touching.
That is fabulous.
And they came a few years ago. They came to New York to participate in the marathon.
Oh, yeah.
Not this year. They feel that they're getting older, so.
Well, actually, my daughter is running in the New York City Marathon, and by the time this airs, it'll have been passed, but mm-hmm. Supporting Alzheimer's research. We're very proud of her. And, you know, Eva Corridor is such a busy person with all her travels and all her Rotary involvement. You would think she wouldn't have time to write a book, but she has written a new book, an autobiography called East West Odyssey. It's available on Amazon. It's by Eva Corridor, Corredor. And tell us a little bit about the book, Eva. What made you decide to write a book about what you've done in the past?
Well, this particular, I have written two academic books about literary theory, and mm-hmm. it's also there on Amazon as well. But this one is really an autobiographical fiction, and what I wanted to do, because I was born in Hungary, and the Second World War dispersed my whole family all the way to Australia, and I wanted to bring everybody together, mm-hmm. and so I discussed my family from my grandparents in that book, and also the people who influenced me afterwards in my work. So this is combining really all the influences and my family life, and I had that need to do that, because I here in America, I'm here with my daughter and her husband and my three grandchildren, and mm-hmm. that's it. Everybody else is somewhere else.
All around the world.
Yes.
When did you first come to the United States? Was it after the 56 Revolution?
I came in 62.
All right, so you were in Hungary during the 56.
I was in Paris.
Oh, all right.
Yes, because from Hungary, we were on the road for 2 years, really.
All right.
We were fleeing in a car, really.
Uh-huh.
And then my father settled in Germany, where he was asked to direct a hospital. Mm-hmm. He was a doctor. There were not many left over after the war. And then I myself went to France, because I studied French, and I then married there, and my daughter was born there. And from there, with my husband, I came to America at that time.
Well, as our listeners can hear, you've had a fascinating life and are still very, very active in Rotary and bring the word of Rotary around the world. And if you think just listening on radio is fascinating, you should read about her life and her new book, East West Odyssey by Eva Corridor, Corredor, available on Amazon.com. But getting back to Rotary, besides group study exchange, you're involved in something called Friendship Exchange.
Yes.
And Gift of Life. Tell us first, what is Friendship Exchange?
Well, Friendship Exchange is with older people, with some groups. For instance, when I was in Annapolis, we had a friendship exchange with Dartmouth, where I taught at the Britannia Royal Naval College.
Right.
So a group of Rotarians came to Annapolis for that. And this year, I just organized for a group of 15 Rotarians from New York an exchange. I mean, not an exchange yet, but a visit to Paris, because Paris Rotary is our sister club.
Well, you know, I'm going to try and get on that trip and see if Don Verity, a Highland Rotarian, and our chief executive office here at Hudson Valley Talk Radio will finance the trip out of our vast expense account.
Oh.
Wait, my producer, Betty Renner, has fainted. It's on the floor. But, what's the purpose of the trip?
Well, it was to, I have this need to cross borders and to get nations together and to, you know, all the people in the world like each other because of the experiences I had. And I wanted them to see France, to enjoy the culture, because there's so much criticism often of France.
Yeah.
And they came back and they all liked France. We had no negative experiences. And the Rotary of Paris was very welcoming us. And so the purpose really was to open, the minds of the Rotarians and to have them enjoy Paris also.
Well, that's terrific, and thank you for doing that. You know, we have, of course, United Nations Day that Rotarians from around the world get together, right? As will Radio Rotary. We're taking our Radio Rotary microphones there, and we'll broadcast our coverage right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. Now, also tell us about the Gift of Life. What is that?
Well, the Gift of Life is a wonderful program. It's for children who have a congenital heart defect. And we are bringing children from countries where they could not be operated. Either they don't have the means or the equipment is not available. So we have had people, young children from the Philippines, from South America. And the one that I got very attached to and involved with was from the Ivory Coast. He spoke only French, and he was a little bit lost when he came here. But you should have seen him after that. He loved America. He actually did not want to go back. And the other one that I also sort of warmed up to very much was from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very, very sick child. He had a problem with his heart, but he had also other problems. And so his mother brought him here. And she gave up her profession and everything. And when she came here, she was a younger woman. I mean, younger certainly than I. But she always called me her sister because she felt, because I'm from Europe, maybe I understand her better. And so we tried to do all we could. Unfortunately, it didn't end so well.
Yeah, but these children come over to the United States for medical treatment?
Yes.
And how is the medical treatment financed? Is that through your Rotary Club?
Our Rotary Club, we sometimes find people. You know, it costs quite a bit. But we also have collaboration from hospitals, New York Hospital and Montefiore, which is a beautiful hospital. I mean, the children who go there, it's all painted for the children and cheerful. And after they are operated, you know, it's such a pleasure to see how they relive, you know, after what we were able to do for them.
Well, Eva Corridor, it sounds like you've had a great time in Rotary, and it's been very rewarding for you, and you've made it rewarding for other people. And if you'd like to join Eva and I in the wonderful service of Rotary and fellowship, go to www.rotary.org, click on the club locator button, type in your hometown, you'll find where the Rotary Club is meeting. Please join us, and if they're in Manhattan, they can come to the Harvard Club on Mondays at 12:15.
Yes, please.
All 38,000 live listeners and 8,000 around the world on the internet, come as Eva's guest. She'll treat you to lunch. Well, not really.
Wow.
Well, Eva Corridor, author of East-West Odyssey, available on Amazon and Outstanding Rotarian, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary. It's been a delight to have you.
It was a great pleasure. I always love to talk about Rotary.
And we'd like to thank the following people for bringing us Radio Rotary this week. Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Hudson Valley's Rotary District 7210, the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, my home club of Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster. For Sarah O'Connell, who'll be back probably in the next week or so from Puerto Rico, this is Jonah Treboise, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treboiser.
We're the hosts of Radio Rotary, heard Friday mornings at 9, right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
We have exciting news.
We now have our very own website, www.radiorotary.org.
Not only that, you can subscribe to our new podcasts on iTunes or on our new website.
So click there today.
That's www.radiorotary.org.